Well, Lauren, first of all, it's nice to catch up with you here in Nashville.
Well, Dave, it's always good to see you, and there's so many people industry-wide that as soon as you walk in the door, you're going to run into somebody you know, that's for sure.
Well, let's take a moment. What's the value for an Indiana cattleman to make the trip here to Nashville for this NCBA annual meeting?
Well, it's kind of hard to put a monetary value on the networking possibilities that there are. Getting to run across people from other parts of the country, even though we have different locales, different climates, different farming situations and operations, a lot of us have the very same problems, maybe on a different scale, but you can talk to network with other guys, talk to them, see what's worked with them and stuff, and it's a great opportunity to get together with the other people that have the same problems you do.
So how tough is it to leave the operation back in Indiana to come to a meeting like this when it's winter and there's weather moving in?
Well, right now especially, it's a challenge. The toughest part of coming to something like this is, I always say, the last 48 hours before you leave home, because you imagine everything that could possibly go wrong while you're gone, and sometimes it will. A young man who's taking care of chores texted me this morning as I was driving down. I was south of Louisville a little ways, and we had three first calf heifers that we had separated that were real close to calving, and one of them was working at it this morning, and I was having to talk him through. He's playing midwife right now, but that's the toughest thing is worrying about what goes on at home when you're not there.
Are you hearing an overall theme from the cattlemen that you've talked to so far here in Nashville?
Everybody, the real buzz is, what's it going to take to get numbers built back up, Dave? The overall cow herd is down so much. I mean, that's not a secret. Lowest cattle numbers on record since the early 1950s. And when feeder calves are in such demand as they are, they're such a scarce commodity. It's a major commitment, even if you keep your own heifers back, let alone going out and buying replacement heifers to build the herd back up. Rather than to take that high dollar and cash in on those high feeder calf prices and sell your heifers, you got to make yourself keep them back. And it's going to be a while before this thing comes back numbers-wise, and it's a simple case of supply and demand. When the numbers are down like they are, there's simply not enough cattle to really fill the needs for the market.
I had an opportunity to visit with Scott George a week or so ago when he was in Ohio. And Scott mentioned at the time, talked about the optimism, the opportunities in the cattle business right now.
A lot of people, you used to hear the term about the cycle, cattle going up, cattle going down. And people ordinarily would be saying, when's the bottom going to fall out of this thing? And nobody that I've talked to sees that anywhere on the horizon right now. Like I say, with numbers down like they are, I think we're sitting in the driver's seat for quite some time. One of our biggest concerns is, are we going to price ourselves out of the market? Is our product going to price itself out of the market? None of us want to see that. We enjoy the good high prices, but we also know that we've got to compete with pork and chicken and other protein sources. And we've got to keep this an affordable product for our consumer.
Lauren, it's always a pleasure.
Dave, same here. Look forward to seeing you on down the road.